Right. Whatever we was around, the last fireplace we had oak wood.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. Uh-huh. That burns a long time.
Yeah.
What do you call that thing over the fireplace where you put plates or a clock or something like that?
Shelf, and what I'd call it, I don't know, just a shelf over it.
Okay. And what do you call that thing in the fireplace that the smoke goes up? That
chimney.
Okay. And what do you call that thing in front of the fire? Yeah, I'm not awake yet. In front of the fireplace, it comes out in front. Usually it's stone or something, bricks sometimes. Kind of
just, I don't remember ever hearing what you call it, but it's out there, keep coals and fire getting out. Yeah. You wouldn't burn the floor or get on your carpet or whatever you had there.
Yeah.
Start a fire just to
hold
it back.
What do you call those things that you put? Well, sometimes people have these metal things that they put in the fireplace and put the wood on. What do you call those?
You know, we used to have them up there, and sometimes just call them dogs. I guess just really what you, I can't think of what you really do call them.
Yeah, well, that's not what I know, just whatever you all call them, even if that's just what you call them.
Well, I called it then. I ain't going to say that we call it then, but the wood sometimes.
Okay.
But they call them grates or something like that.
Sometimes people used to put a great big piece of wood with the bark still on it in the very back, and you know, it would make the heat come back up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that big thing that you put in the back?
I just call it a big log.
What do you call that? What do you call that black stuff that's left in the chimney? You know, after the smoke goes up.
Oh, I call it this soot.
Okay. You mentioned the sitting room. What'd you do in the sitting room?
Well, just the radio and whatever was. Just had a place to sit and read and have a fire in there.
Uh-huh. Kind of. What kind of stuff was in the sitting room?
Oh, just chairs and place to put your paper on, table.
Yeah, yeah. What do you call that thing like that where two or three people can sit beside each other?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what do you call that?
Well, a sofa.
Okay. Ever hear it called anything else?
Yeah.
What?
Let me see. I just found out a thing this morning. I know this. Lena, what do we call this thing right here to sit on? Sofa? Couch.
No, that's no fair. You can't get help. That doesn't count. Is there a difference between a sofa and a couch? Are they the same thing?
No, I just couldn't think. I knew.
Yeah. Like, are a sofa and a couch the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, you know, they're made different ones, different kinds. They're made out of cloth and got cloth cushions in there, springs in them, just like that one. It's covered different.
We've got an old big one at home, and it's the ugliest thing I ever saw in my life. My mother-in-law gave it to us, and I can understand why she wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And it's comfortable. It really is comfortable, and it's good to take a nap on in the afternoons, but ugly? Oh,
yeah.
I hate that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. You mentioned closets. I think you did the other day. Mentioned something about a clothes closet. Did y'all have closets in this house here? I mean, this one that you drew for me here.
No, that is way back. It is just a straight. I guess it is 100 years old now if it's still there.
Is that right?
I haven't been up there in a good while.
Well, where did y'all hang your clothes when you didn't have closets?
Well, we got a... Oh, didn't have one? Well, they'd have a